Good morning, Honorable Member. We have finally one member has arrived, so we can continue the meeting. Members, the chairperson of the committee will not be able to attend the meeting, including Honorable Robinson, Honorable Saike, Honorable Fanameva. They've attended in New York, attended the UN conference on Commission on Status of Women. Honorable Kaula and Majege have attended their apologies, they won't be able to attend. And therefore, in terms of the National Assembly rule, before we can continue with the meeting, the committee is required to elect an acting chair to chair for the day. I will therefore open for the election of the chairperson. Thank you, Honorable Member. Honorable Shewo?
To elect a person to speak.
Any seconder? I'm supporting the name of Ms. Bing. Any further nominations? No. Nah. Therefore, I will hand over to Honorable Bing to chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Members. Thank you, Honorable Members. Thank you, Honorable Ranto. As we have the apologies, we're going to start a meeting with a briefing by the Department of Women in the Presidency on the Bed Gota report from October to December 2014. Thank you. Over to you, Department. Apologies. Good morning, Honorable Member. We are going to present the third quarter performance report. Which covers the period October, November, December 2014. It is a report of our performance in terms of the predetermined objectives as well as the financial perspective of the department. It will cover each program, and each program will also be presented in terms of its performance and the financial performance as well. I'd like to remind the members here that this third quarter report took place within the context of the restructuring of the department since the establishment of the Department of Women, as well as the reconfiguration and refocusing in accordance with the new mandate of socioeconomic empowerment and promoting gender equality. I'm then going to request my colleague, DDG Corporate Management, to present the report. Thank you, DG. My name is Honorable Members. My name is Tandegam Konya, DG Corporate Management. I will go straight ahead with the presentation. So the computer seems to be hanging. I'm not sure if members have the electronic, the hard copy. It's got hard copy. Is it working? Yes, all right. Yeah. Thank you, Chair. We apologize. Thanks. Apologies for that. I'm on the first second slide, which is basically the title, and then I'll move to the next slide, and basically this presentation is going to cover performance overview against the predetermined objectives, and as usual, this will include the financial perspective. Then as the DG said, we'll go into the... Then we'll go into program performance, and then we'll give a report in terms of each program, including the financial perspective. When we look at the overall departmental performance, Chair, the department in this particular period, we had 18 targets planned, and out of those targets, we managed to achieve 14%, which is an improvement from the previous quarter, Chair. We achieved 14 targets, which is 78% in terms of percentage. So 78% was achieved, and 22% was not achieved. And with regards to finances, we had projected to spend 77% of our budget. However, we spent 70% in the third quarter. And the members will be reminded that this is the adjusted budget. And that is just a illustration of how we have spent the program. And then when we go to program one in terms of targets, the overall program performance, we had planned 9 targets for the third quarter, and out of the 9 targets, 5 targets were achieved. And that gives us 56% of the achieved targets, and 44% was not achieved. And then with regards to the financial perspective, the program planned to spend 79% of its budget. However, we spent 72% achieved. And then again, this is just an illustration at sub-program level, how the expenditure is split. Now, with regards to specific targets, I will start with the number of internal audit reports issued. We had planned for this quarter, we had planned 1 target. However, it was not achieved, and the reason it was not achieved is that this target is split into 2. It's a report on the performance information and financial information. Both reports were developed, but only one report was tabled to the audit committee as at the end of the quarter. However, to date, both reports have been tabled. So because this report has 2 sections in it and only 1 section was completed, then we say the target is not achieved. And then the next target relates to the payment of service providers within 30 days. Members will also remember the target from the previous presentation on the second quarter. We had planned to pay 100% of all the service providers within 30 days. However, out of 1,036 invoices that we processed within this period, only 36 was paid outside the 30 days, which gives us 3.5
0.47%. However, in terms of volume, Chair, you'll see that in this quarter we dealt with more invoices compared to the previous quarter. Previous quarter was 800 and something invoices, and only 1% was not paid within 30 days. However, in this quarter we dealt with 1,000, so which is much more than the previous quarter. So when you look at volume, we did more this quarter and we paid more service providers within 30 days. And again, the reasons are not so different from the reasons that we advanced last time, in the sense that challenges with regards to verification of banking details and also the delays in certifying the invoices, because finance cannot pay if the end users do not certify. However, the department is addressing this, and as we now know that this particular target is also measured in the DG's performance agreement. So as a department, we're cascading this target also to the performance agreement of senior managers, so that they also know that they're being assessed on timely verification of invoices. The next target is it relates to expenditure within 5%, like that's the deviation, the percentage of deviation on expenditure against the allocated funding should not be more than 5%. And we say it's not achieved because while we submitted the in-year monitoring report on time, however, there was a deviation of about 10% against the allocated funding. Now, the reason for this deviation is largely due to outstanding invoices, which is the 3.47% that we spoke about in the previous slide, but also the moratorium that we have on filling of vacancies. So those particular issues have an impact on this target. Alright, and then the next one is the number of ICT operations and governance reports. We had planned to issue one ICT report, and that report was produced and is achieved. And the next one relates to the number of legal services management reports, and we had planned to produce one report, and we say that that target is achieved because the one report was achieved. And this is largely around the state of legal services, where we are with litigation and the capacity within legal. And then the next target is the number of HR oversight reports. The committee will remember that this is a compliance report. We are saying that it's achieved. And this one relates to quarter two, because this is quarter three though. But quarter three report will be presented in quarter four. So in quarter three, you are producing the quarter two report. So members should understand that when you say quarter two HR oversight report was compiled and signed. The next one is a number of facilities and security reports. This again is a report that relates to our compliance with OHS, occupational health and safety legislation, and general capacity within those units, and we say this report is achieved. I mean, this target is achieved. The next one, again, is a compliance target where we had planned to produce the second draft strategic plan and the second draft annual performance plan, and we say it's achieved because both documents were developed. The next one is the number of periodic strategic reports prepared on the quarterly and annual MPET. The MPET is the management performance assessment tool that is managed by the DPME, and we say this target is achieved. We have planned to produce one report, and we say the second quarter report was approved and submitted to the DPME and National Treasury. Then we go to programs. Under programs, the committee will recall now that unlike quarter two,
Now we're working with the revised ACP, and we have more programs. The first one, I mean, this program relates to social, political, and economic participation and empowerment. And in this program, we had planned three targets, and we say all those three targets were achieved. With regards to expenditure, financial expenditure on this project, on this program, we had projected to spend 76% of the budget. However, we spent 71%. And then this is the illustration at a sub-program level, how the budget is split. With regards to the specific targets that we had prioritized, the indicator there was a number of consultations conducted on the gender conscious budgeting integration plan, and the target we had planned to issue a report on the consultation with National Treasury, and we're saying it's achieved because a report on the consultation with National Treasury was developed. The next one relates to the number of implementation arrangements or protocols facilitated for young women's access and participation in the STEM field. The target there was a report on the recruitment and placement of young women participation in STEM courses. So it was one report targeted for this quarter, and we say it's achieved. It was one report on recruitment and placement of young women during 2014 academic year was developed. The next one relates to the review of institutionalization of gender focal points. And the target there is the report on the consultations with the DCSA, and we say it's achieved because there is a report on the consultation with the DCSA, which consulted the Diversity and Job Evaluation Unit. The next program is Research, Policy Coordination, and Knowledge Management. This program had one target planned. And Chair, you'll recall that we had prioritized our targets according to funding that we have, as that is what we are required to do in terms of the law. So within this program, we prioritized one target, which is achieved. And the finances there, we had a projection The program has spent 87% of its budget in the third quarter. And this is the illustration at a sub-program level. Now, in terms of the actual target that was prioritized, we had planned to have a draft concept paper on the status of women report, that is the report that is supposed to be presented by the president on the in August, and we had planned to do the draft concept paper, and we say that this because the draft concept paper on the status of women was developed. The next program is program 4, which deals with monitoring, evaluation, and outreach. This program, we had planned five targets, and all five targets were achieved. Again, in terms of expenditure, we had a projection of 76%, and we spent 39%. Now, this is the illustration at sub-program level, how the money is split. Now, with regards to specific performance targets. The first one is the number of compliance reports to regional, continental, and international commitments. In this quarter, we had planned two reports. The first one is a report on the Solemn Declaration for Gender Equality in Africa, and the second one is a National Beijing Plus 20 report developed, and we say the target is achieved because both reports were developed. The next sub-program within this program is stakeholder coordination, and the target, the indicator there was the number of reports produced on strategic multilateral relations, and this relates to our coordination of the sector. And we had planned a report on the country's participation in the 9th African Regional Conference on Women to review the Beijing Plus 20 to be held from the 11th to the 14th of November in Addis Ababa. And we say it is achieved because the report on country participation was developed. The next target there is the gender-based violence communication strategy developed. And in this particular target, we're focusing more on the 16 days of activism. And we say it's achieved because the communication strategy was developed and implemented during the 16 days of activism. The next target there relates to a report, a 16 days of activism campaign report developed. And we say it's achieved because we did develop that 16 days of activism campaign report. The next target relates to communication and media policy developed, and we say it's achieved because the policy was developed. So that is all our targets that are planned for this particular quarter. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. EDG. Okay. I think you must indicate whether you have dealt with the two reports, financial and... Yeah, okay. Thank you to the department for the presentation. Any logistical questions? Thank you. Member. Honorable Ranto.
Thanks, Chairperson. Let me appreciate and welcome the report that we have. I was looking to the members of the committee, and I don't see anyone raising hand, and I became afraid, and I shivered. And I was like, I might be doing something wrong, but their eyes are not telling me that I'm doing something wrong.
Sure.
I am a new member in the committee, and I might not be acquainted too much with the issues of the committee, but I can assure you I'm a woman. So my first question will be from the first program of the of the department. You have few targets that you did not achieve, but you were never specified in saying what made you not to achieve the target, or why did you not achieve the target, and be specific what were those targets, and maybe explain further to us that they were not achieved because it was not really necessary for them to be achieved, or it is because the program is still going on and you will achieve them as you are going towards ending your program. In your Part 2 program on social, political, and economic participation and empowerment, as I have already indicated that I am new in the committee, I am not sure if that stems
is a name or is an acronym of a certain name, but as the situation is, I would want to know when you recruited your the women for empowering them economically, politically, and socially. What were your targets? Did you target certain provinces? Because you said you have achieved target. Were you targeting certain in your target? Did you have specific provinces, or were you checking all the provinces? If so, can you explain further in saying how many have been empowered in which provinces? My last one, what I have also discovered in the report is that you are good in achieving a target, especially when there is a single target. But if you set yourself a lot of targets, you don't achieve them. It sounds funny because I thought the targets are normally set by the department itself, and the department knows the strengths that they have within the department to make the targets achievable. Because if you don't have enough strength, why then do you set up so many targets that are unachievable? Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Ora. Honorable Ranta, any member?
Thank you, Chairperson. I just have a few questions. I would like to find out, I'm interested in your vacancy rate. I just want to find out how many vacancies are open and if you've received any resignations recently and what they are, who resigned. And also your invoices. Apparently you're not reaching the target. I know you've mentioned that actually the ones that you've achieved, they're actually more than what you had before. So, but I just want to find out what are we doing about that, because if you're not being able to pay out the invoices, then it actually becomes a problem with our service providers. And also, when it comes to Program 2 of Socioeconomic Participation and Empowerment, you say that you have managed to come up with a report, the GFP report, but what I want to know, what were the actual outcomes that you achieved with that? And also with regard to Program 3, the research, policy, coordination, and knowledge management. We know that the President would like us to write a report, a first report on the status of women in the country by August next year. Will you be able to write a report, and will be able to meet the targeted date of August 2015? Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Machesi. Anyone?
Chair, my very simple. In Program 1, there's a delay due to the banking, the invoices. What is the reason of the delays in these invoices in Program 1? So I can say, I'll raise another question. Not now, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Honorable Chair.
Chair, what is it?
Over to you.
Okay.
As asked on the program that the President has put, that says you need to have a report of women in 2015 August. I just wanted to check if do you have a clear program? In that program, where have you already started? If not, why? Do you think you'll really be ready by then? I'll start with the with a report on the status of women, which we plan to have ready by August 2015. Yes, indeed, we actually have made progress in terms of that. We have a plan that outlines the program and how we are going to do it, which the minister introduced on the 8th of March on International Women's Day. That is we do plan to have a status report ready for August the 9th. We think it will be ready. Yes, and as I say, minister launched the plan on August the 8th, on March the 8th at the International Women's Day celebration Kuala in Cape Town. On the question of the gender focal points, the whole idea around the gender focal points is that we, because of the new mandate of the department, we realize that it's got implications for the knowledge, skills, and skills level that we require in a gender focal point in terms of the requisite skills, the competences, etc. And therefore, it implies that there will be a higher level of work in that instance, which is why we are now looking at reviewing the gender focal point and working closely with the Department of Public Service and Administration in terms of outlining what the purpose is, and also then going to the next level of the job evaluation. And this will culminate in, hopefully, in the gender focal point becoming reviewed and taking a position, a strategic position in department, so that it is the gender focal point person participates at a higher level in the department, a strategic level, and in that way influencing decision making. I think the major challenge that we are facing is to have the requisite skill. And one of the skills that we really need for this portfolio is a capability to look at issues and matters through a gender lens and be able to see what are the gaps that are standing in the way of the advancement of women's empowerment. That is the whole rationale for reviewing the gender focal point. I think I will. The CFO can respond to the payment of invoices, and then DDG will talk about the issue of specificity that you have raised. And I think the STEM project, and vacancy rate, and so we'll come back to that.
Good morning, members. On the issue of payment of invoices within 30 days, we are supposed to pay 100%, but at the same time, we have to ensure that all the payments are valid and to the correct suppliers and the end user, the person that had enjoyed the services, should certify that indeed the services were received as per the terms of reference, and then the invoice should be paid. I think where we are, we need to improve as a department is within our internal processes in terms of the certification process, because that is where the delays are. Now, subsequent to the budget speech of the Minister of Finance, where he indicated that the accounting officers from April, 1st of April, it will be then drawn in their performance agreement, the payment of 30 days. Then the DG, our DG subsequent to that, indicated that then that has to cascade down to every manager. So each and every responsibility manager will then have to sign on the register with the clear guidelines in terms of procedures on the turnaround of certification of invoices. So we're hoping that from April, 1st of April, but we are striving even now towards making sure that we pay within the 30 days. But we will improve from the next financial year, as we will all be accountable as managers to ensure that payment of invoices is done within 30 days. However, I must just give the committee members that sense of comfort that yes, the invoice may not be paid as at 31st December at the end of the quarter, but you'll find that then immediately in January, once all the processes have been cleared, some of these invoices have been cleared. So it's not like they end up not being paid at all. They do get paid, but it would be outside of the 30 days, which is prescribed by legislation. I think I've covered everything on invoices.
Thank you, Chair. I'll request Commission Chair to go back to the targets that were not achieved and maybe be more specific. And there are only important ones. Okay. The first one there is the audit report, right? The internal audit report. We have an annual audit plan where we have set ourselves targets that we must achieve. Now, for this quarter, we had planned one target, and that target related to the review of management report, which is this report that we're presenting to you now. And as you will see in the first introductory slide, I said it's two reports, it's finance, it's performance information. So the internal audit unit, as we reported earlier, there we have capacity constraints. So in quarter two, we reported that there were no reports. But then we subsequently got support from National Treasury, and we then were able to make improvements. However, in this quarter, we were only able to table the financial, and it's a very involved process because they have to look at the quarterly finances, analyze them, review them, and then give a report to the audit committee. So that exercise took place. They also looked at this quarterly report that we are presenting, but in the tabling, the committee was only able to review the financing because even that discussion was a very involved discussion. So that is the reason why we did not achieve on this target. So it's mostly because of the limited capacity. So, however, we've made improvements, we've added capacity, and that capacity has enabled us to do part of this quarterly target. However, as of today, shall we say, both parts of the report have been completed and tabled. Now, the only issue is that if it's done beyond the 31st of December, then you can't sanction it actually. But in terms of progress, basically it has been addressed. And I think the son, the CFO, has responded to it in terms of invoices to say why are they not paid in time. So it's basically that explanation to say the explanation that the CFO has given. I'm not going to repeat it. The next one is on the expenditure. This particular target, remember program one is a support function. So a whole lot of targets that we have prioritized, and we prioritize them here because by regulation we are required to monitor these things at a strategic level. So we prioritize this, however, it's impacted upon by broader organizational issues. So if you have posts that you've not filled, the money is there, but you are not able to use it. So it affects this target. So we were not able to stay within the 5% deviation on expenditure because of the vacancies that we did not fill, and also that percentage of invoices that we did not pay on time. So those are the reasons, basically. I think these are the two targets that we're not achieved. With regard to the vacancy rate, Chair, I don't have the actual figure now, and yes, we do receive resignations from time to time. It's in that HR oversight report. So maybe the department can be given an opportunity to come and present the oversight report. We normally present the oversight report once a year with the annual report. This is just a quarterly report that we'll be having. So, and I don't have the actual figure now that I can give you for sure, and I don't want to give a wrong figure then. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Now. Okay.
I'd like to also comment on the issue of the vacancy rate. While we, as CDG Corporate Services, that we don't have the figures now, but I would want to say that we have had a moratorium on the filling of posts, and this moratorium is not willy-nilly. It is done, it has been put on, we have put filling of vacancies on hold because of the restructuring and reconfiguration process. And in reconfiguring the department according to the mandate, there is also implications for the kind of skills that we would need to bring into the department. So it is because of the reconfiguration and looking at the what we have in terms of skills and what we will need that the moratorium has been put in place. So that when we start recruiting, we are actually recruiting the skills and competences that are required to drive the new mandate of the department. So it's really a process, it's part of the process of the restructuring and reconfiguration. So, for example, the vacancy, we have a process where we are actually looking at the vacancies that we have and how we can, whether there is a need for reprioritization, etc. But I won't go into that. But just to say that the moratorium is within the context of reconfiguration and refocusing the mandate of the department. I think it's important for us to stay there. Thanks.
Thanks. Okay, then with the same program, okay, what I can respond to right now is just a clarification of that acronym, and I apologize that I did not explain it. It basically relates to the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics field, and it's basically an opportunity where young females or young girls are given an opportunity into these areas so that they have courage to follow careers in these particular areas. In terms of the actual figures, what programs and all of that, I don't have that report now, Chair. Probably the department can provide it later. What we can report is that at the moment the vacancy rate is at 14.4%, but within the context of what the SNTG has just explained.
Thanks, Chairperson, and thanks to the department for the response, for the responses. But what I want to raise is, for sure, in the program, as much as we would not know how many have you recruited, but you can have a general picture or a general response that says you have your target. You targeted all provinces and you reached so many provinces. At least that idea, I think, as a department, you could have that idea.
Department?
Chairperson, basically, in terms of the function of the department, we provide oversight and coordination and working with other the relevant departments. My understanding is that we don't actually recruit, but we would work with the department just as oversight to see for it. What is their intake in relation to this particular category, which is the same. Our role is really not functional, but it is oversight, coordination, and other things. But the Department of Education, the DPI, the relevant functional departments which actually have the actual role of recruiting. Thank you.
Thanks to the department. On the follow-up on this question, I would like to know, because this is concerning, because this department's core function is the monitoring and evaluation. So I would like to know, because half of the budget has been less, half of the budget has been spent on this program. Can you elaborate why this understanding on this, there was understanding on this program for monitoring and evaluation? And the other question is, you mentioned that 4 circuits has not yet been achieved. I would also like to know whether this has been achieved in the third quarter.
I'm just going to make a comment. I'm not expecting a response from the department. In Parliament, as a member of Parliament, as a committee member of Parliament, I am doing oversight also on the department or on most of the things that are expected us as member of department to do oversight on. When we are doing oversight on a certain program, we are given reports. If we need to be taken physically to those program that concerns your department. I think that you must change your, if your attitude is to say we are an oversight, we are playing an oversight role on certain departments, and then in that oversight role that you are playing, you are not, you don't mind even if you are not getting specifics. If you get specifics, you really don't play your role as a department in knowing those specifics. I think that the role of being, of doing oversight then is done half. It's not done in full. I think I'm just commenting on that, on that. I'm not expecting any response, but it's really not satisfying saying you're not, because you're not hands-on on what you are oversighting. The people that are you are oversighting, who are hands-on, are supposed to give you a concrete report on what you are oversighting.
Thank you, Chair.
That's my understanding in oversight. I don't know the understanding of the department. Thank you, Chair.
Mshon Kate, you do confess that is how it's supposed to be, and it takes a point. In fact, we go further because we also internally look at how things have been happening, and we actually are saying that we've got to move more towards an outcome approach where we are actually saying, has it changed the lives of the women? Has it had an impact? But obviously, please appreciate that we are a department in this formative stage, and some of these things, these are factors as we go on. Yes, yes. Nothing, we self-critique on some of the reports. You should sit in our meeting where we actually get our report and we self-critique on some of the things. So your question actually we did anticipate. Front page that it was going to be raised in exactly that manner. Okay, thanks, Chair. And what is our
thank you, Chairperson. The understanding on program 2 and program 4, mainly it would be the compensation of employees and the restructuring within the department, because when we were then doing the new program, people that were in a certain program, they had to then be paid in another program, which then leaves money in the program where they were to a new program, which might have a minus. But those net off and the final finalization of the structure and aligning people in line with the new structure, with the new restructuring, that would be done at the end of the financial year. And then also secondly, on goods and services within those programs, at the beginning of the financial year, when we did projections, the projections were based on certain programs or operational plans that the department would have done. Then the administration changed and the mandate was then since also revised, changed. So therefore, the operational plans that we thought at the time would be the operational plans that would carry out from April until the end of March, then we also then had to be revised a bit. But as it stands now, as it is, the department is not understanding. Because we then since gave more focus on GBV awareness, which then the funding went into that. And then other initiatives that came in with the new operational plan.
Okay, members, do you have any questions?
information to the department. We find that the CEDAR report, we didn't see the CEDAR report from the department, and what have been the challenges experienced by the department in this regard, and when will be the report completed, and what are the outcomes of the report for the 9th African Regional Conference on Women to review Beijing Plus 20 in terms of the country's participation, because as a committee we haven't seen this report. Thank you. Thank you.
Chairperson, the report that has gone to New York is the CSW report. Oh no, you are talking about the CEDAW report and the African. The report that has gone to New York is the country report that CSW. I will note that you say you have not seen the report, but basically the contents of the report is about progress made and the challenges that we are facing. But I think it will be proper that maybe we take and be given a presentation of the report, rather than me saying the outcomes are there. I feel like a bit of a cheat if I do it like that. I just want to accept the cheat. Maybe there's a need for us to do a proper presentation.
Yeah, because I'm asking is because I was shocked in the morning today to hear that today is the Africa to Africa Women Conference in Port Elizabeth. And as a portfolio committee, we didn't have any information or invited to this conference. And we heard that even the secretary was also talking from New York to the women in this conference. And for us, we're not even involved. If there is any information in the department that you have known about this conference. Thank you.
We were not also aware of that conference. In fact, we made the observation this morning when each one of us was saying, oh, did you see a conference? We did not know about it. The one at Nelson Mandela. We did not know about it. Maybe we should establish why we don't know about it, and what has happened, we don't know. Yeah. But we'll take it up later.
Honorable Chair, as if you need to add something, thank you.
Okay. The last time the committee was told that the report is with cabinet, so it moved from cabinet to New York. yeah. It's I don't know. I don't have the proper words just to describe the whole thing. If there is no report, they must say there is no report. If there is a report, they must give us the report. You can't take a report to New York from cabinet to New York without parliament seeing that report, because who does it represent? Because we represent the people on the ground, not the department. We are public representatives. So if we don't know the report, what are we going to tell our constituencies about what we are telling the world? basically I don't understand, Chair. But being as it may, that it has been said that the report has gone to New York, I don't know. I feel that as a member of the committee, the department just undermines us to the latter, and I really don't know what to say about that, because as Parliament Department, you account to Parliament committees, not to yourself. Who do you account to? And we're supposed to work as a team. Parliament is supposed to work with the department as a team. But if we're not a team, what are we? Because tomorrow, as the whole world will know, when we raise questions as the committee, portfolio committee, they will say women are fighting together. They're fighting. They're always fighting against each other. When there is no fight, and it is said that women don't want to work with other women to solve the patriarchal issue, it's a very sad thing. And without us, you can't solve the patriarchal problem. There's no way that the department can solve that patriarchal problem on its own. As long as, even if you can be free as one woman, as long as other women are not free, you will not be free. There is no way that you can outshine other women and say you are freer than the other woman. You will still be oppressed. Society will still see you as an object. So that war of equality, it will never be achieved until women work together. It will never be achieved. It doesn't matter how better you can represent your right as an individual woman. But as long as you don't work with other women, you will never achieve your freedom until you die. So the war against patriarchy, we rather not fight against it if we can work together. I don't understand if we have to fight patriarchy as individuals, how will we win as women? How will we win? That's all I can say, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's the feeling of the portfolio committee. Because we're not involved in winning those reports. But here it mentioned that the way consultations, but we don't know any report around the consultation with regards to the development of those reports. So even for us as South Africa, we were worried that even to go to New York, what was the team has to report in New York, because we were not even involved in the consultation and involved in the report. So for us, this was the feeling of the portfolio committee, that we are not happy about and some things that are happening with regards to this report, especially this the international report. And we were supposed to be involved, but we were not even told what to do, because the report that we got is that the report is in the with the cabinet. So as it was supposed to start from us. Thank you.
Another issue, Chair. I heard ODG mention the program of International Women's Day that happened at Langa on Saturday. Even this committee wasn't aware about that program. Maybe it's me. I don't know the others. I was attending this committee last week, but surprisingly, when my colleague Lumka Yengin invited me in the International Women's Day at Langa on Saturday, the minister was there. In that program, it was a big program. I feel very offended as my committee to
to be invited by the friend, because it's a friend and colleague, whereby I'm serving in this community. And we also need to learn to explain, to get more explanation about that.
Just to follow up on what Honorable Machoba is saying, I think in one meeting, Honorable Denise expressed it to the minister to say that it is important that whatever programs that you present, the committee should know of, so that next time when we ask questions, we know this one was done. It will form a way of oversighting the department. But it seems even that oversight program is being ignored by the department. And we appeal to them that we can't check each and every program that they do and make it an oversight on our programs as the committee, because we have limited time. But when they have events, it's easy to go to those events and oversight on the issues that they are doing as a department. And that's working together, which we can do more. And it is not adhered to. So what is the use of saying these things in a meeting and those things are never implemented? So we come to meetings and suggest that the department must do 1, 2, 3 as the portfolio committee, but the department never does those things.
Anything you can say on that?
Chairperson, and I have heard and noted all the issues and concerns that were raised, and I think what it says is that we are talking about better communication and engagement, and I think. Just to say that we know that, and we take it forward.
The department has finished. Can we move forward, honorable members? Do you have any questions?
Okay. I see no reason to sit here because we do not get more information we were supposed to get here. So I personally saying we can adjourn in this meeting because we do not have enough the information we want from the department and they have no answers by now. So what's the reason of continuing with the meeting? I say no reason.
Okay. Now, Honorable Machoba, the department has noted what we are saying now. Yeah. So it seems as if the department has finished, we have to move forward to the consideration and adoption of the minutes of the 3rd of March 2015. Thank you. Can we have a 5-minute break for tea? Then we come and adopt the minutes of this.
Thank you. the committee was holding a hieroglyph about kind of thing.
Woman empowerment.
Mm. I work at the Women's Union back at school.
Sorry, honorable members, sorry for this. Because we don't have a quorum to adopt the report in the minutes, I think we postponed it to the next week. But the ANC members should remain. Thank you.
Thank you.